Video: Man removed from Bernie Sanders rally after waving a Nazi flag. By Hannah Blow on March 6, 2020. A protester unveiled a Nazi flag at Senator Bernie Sanders' IVT Thursday rally in Phoenix, Arizona, leading to his removal from the venue. Cheers turned to boos at the Arizona Veterans Memorial Coliseum on Thursday after a protester unveiled a Nazi flag to the crowd, waving in the air as Sanders, who is Jewish and lost family members in the Holocaust, stood on stage. Those nearby reportedly snatched the flag from the man, and he was ultimately escorted out of the venue. Sanders reportedly did not know the man was holding a flag embellished with a swastika and simply said, "Whoever it was, I think they're a little outnumbered tonight," as the man was taken out of the room. "It was absolutely wild," National Sanders campaign surrogate Brianna Westbrook told The Washington Post. "I never thought I would have seen a swastika at a political event. It's gross." Stephen Slugaki, chair of the Maricopa County Democratic Party, condemned the anti-Semitic action. "We can argue about which candidate should get the Dem nomination. But anti-Semitic acts have no place in this world. This is absolutely abhorrent," he said. The Trump administration announced on Thursday the deportation of an ex-Nazi prison guard residing in Tennessee who continues to receive a pension from Germany based on his employment in Germany, including his wartime service. Per the Justice Department's release, a U.S. immigration judge in Memphis, Tennessee, has issued a removal order against a German citizen and Tennessee resident on the basis of his service in Nazi Germany in 1945 as an armed guard of concentration camp prisoners in the Neuengamme concentration camp system, Neuengamme. After a two-day trial, U.S. immigration judge Rebecca L. Holt issued an opinion finding Friedrich Karl Berger removable under the 1978 Holtzman Amendment to the Immigration and Nationality Act because his willing service as an armed guard of prisoners at a concentration camp where persecution took place constituted assistance in Nazi-sponsored persecution. "This case is but one example of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's commitment to ensuring that the United States will not serve as a safe haven for human rights violators and war criminals," said Assistant Director David C. Shaw of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, National Security Investigations Division, who oversees the Human Rights Violators and War Crimes Center. "We will continue to pursue these types of cases so that justice may be served," he added.